3, 4. Okay.
You see, I have Parkinson's disease. I shake someone that I...
Oh, I understand. I have an aunt who has Parkinson's disease.
There's no remedy for it, the same. Just shake.
Well, it's, you know, just...
I take tablets and help some, but it doesn't. Uh-huh. And I don't even get so forgetful.
Well, what do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones?
Called stone.
What would you call it, a rock wall or a stone wall or any of those things?
I guess it'd be a stone wall.
Okay. I mean, a lot of these things are so obvious, you know. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it?
Pail.
Okay. Now, what would you call the same pail if it were made out of metal? Would you call it the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
It's right there.
Right. With 5 children, I know you've used that a great deal. And what do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, or the thing where you turn the water on and off?
Spigot.
Okay. Now, what would you call the spigot that you turn on a barrel? Would you call that a spigot too?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what do you call the spigot out of the yard that the water comes out of? You call that a spigot too? Okay. When you go to the grocery store and you buy a few cans of food, what do they put the cans in for, for you to carry them home?
Bags.
Right. Well, what do you call a large bag that's made of loosely woven cloth? You know, you might buy 100 pounds of chicken feet and it would come in one of these.
It'd still be a bag, I reckon. I don't know.
Okay. Just call it a bag. Well, what would you call the small kind of musical instrument? You know, it's square that you hold up to your mouth and you blow on it.
Mouth organ.
Okay. Well, what would you call another kind of musical instrument that's made out of metal and you hold it between your teeth and you pick it?
Maybe a juice horn.
Well, now, what do you call a piece with 5 children? I know they've used this all the time. A playground equipment, and it's made of a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end of the board, and another child sits on the other, and they go up and down.
Seesaw.
And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Seesaw.
Pardon?
Merry-go-round.
Okay, right. Now, what would you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives with?
Flintstone.
Okay. Now, a lot of these questions were made up by men, you know, and they expect us women to know the answers. So if you don't know any of these, that's okay, because I don't know the answers, you know, either. But they want to know about different kinds of wood fences. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, what a pail fence is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what about a paling fence?
That would be up and down the nail onto a long piece of wood, I guess.
Okay.
It had to be close together to keep chickens and things on.
Up and down. Now that's something I didn't know.